When Jesus uses the word as, then it is very important to pay attention. So he has two sentences in the gospel today where he uses this as, but we're only going to focus on one actually, because it's already too much. So he says in the beginning of the gospel, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you." And yeah, we just have to say, what? Because the Father's love for the Son is one thing. And usually we think of God's love for me as a very different thing. So we say, to Jesus' words, "This cannot be, because I sin, I offend God, and Jesus doesn't. And I have so many faults and failures, and Jesus has none. And I'm foolish and prideful, and actually nobody. And Jesus is the Savior of the world. So I know that God loves me, and I know that the Father loves the Son, but these are just very different. They're as far as apart as, I don't know, like as far apart as Oreos and broccoli. You know, you can't compare them. Or as far apart as Oreos and dandelions. I'm not really sure. But what Jesus says is that God's love for me is very much like, or even maybe the same, as the Father's love for Jesus the Son. So we say, surely this is a mistake. And Jesus says, there is no mistake, and don't call me surely. So there's two ways to go with this, with what Jesus says to us today. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. We can go from the top down. That's the first way. We can consider and imagine the love of the Father and the Son within the Holy Trinity, and then try to understand from that what God's love for us is like then. So, for example, we know that the Father delights and rejoices in Jesus, his Son. There's no sign, no trace of disappointment. He doesn't tolerate his Son. And then we can ask ourselves the question, do I usually think of God as tolerating me or delighting and rejoicing in me? Okay, that's going from the top down, understanding the love of the Trinity to try to understand God's love for us. But then we can also go from the bottom up. We can consider what we see in Jesus is in his incarnation, in the Gospels especially, consider the love that Jesus shows, and let that then change how we understand who his Father is. And this is actually where I want to focus, because I think the Father is so misunderstood. Jesus reveals who his Father is in every word that he says, every action that he takes, every moment. He says, "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." And everything in him he attributes to his Father. He says, "I do not speak on my own. I only say what the Father tells me. I do not do my own works. I only do what the Father has sent me to do. The Son only does what he has seen the Father doing." So he attributes everything to his Father. He says, "I have received all that I am, my whole self, from my Father." So Jesus' kindness and forgiveness and healing and his compassion for the poor and the suffering, his own suffering for love of us, his pouring out of his blood, his dying on the cross, reveals the love of God the Father. It's supposed to reveal the heart of God the Father. Now, this is important because most of us have a poor image of God the Father. Even if we know that the Father is not an old man with a long white beard, often we still see him as hard or indifferent or judgmental or demanding or fearsome. Maybe on a good day, we think of God the Father like a crabby grandfather that you hug because you have to and then you avoid until you leave. We know the Father very little, and usually we have very, very little affection for him. And I should say this, it's okay to have a hard time with God the Father. Okay, for two reasons. Number one is because our difficulty with God the Father is like the original wound in the heart of humanity from the Garden of Eden. When this part of the heart of humanity breaks, this leads to the original sin. When Adam and Eve forget that God is good and loves them and starts to see him as a threat or as a dominator When their trust in him dies, then they sin and rebel. So that's the first reason. The second reason, though, is because our relationship with our earthly father can affect how we see God the Father very much. So if your father was absent, then it's hard to see God the Father as anything but absent. And if your father was indifferent, it's hard to come close to God the Father and see him as indifferent, as anything but indifferent. If your father was abusive, then it's hard even to open the door to consider having a relationship with God the Father. Even if you have a wonderful father, even if your dad was present and made sure that you knew that he loved you and that he was proud of you, still we can have difficulties with God the Father. We can be kind of intimidated by him or shy away from him. It isn't just that that this can lead to like little to no relationship with God the Father. Sometimes it even leads to a closed and locked door to him. We like Jesus, but we're not so sure about his Father. So I hope that the words that Jesus says to us today, as the Father loves me, so I also love you, I hope they invite you to a new or to a changed understanding of who God the Father is. And I want to invite you or challenge you today during Mass, before you leave here, to maybe for the first time, but to speak to the Father from your heart, or to open your heart and to let him see you, or even just to hold still and allow him to love you. It could be that you're not ready for it. Like, as you consider that, you hesitate and you hold back. That's all right. That's totally okay. You don't have to feel bad about it. There's no forcing anybody into this. Actually, right now, we'll just take a moment, okay? We'll just take a moment in silence, prayerful time. You can close your eyes if you want to, if it's helpful for you. But just pay attention. Will you notice? How do you imagine the Father? What's your image for him? If you consider him, like, what is your feeling toward him? How does your heart respond? What is your relationship to the Father? What kind of words would you put to it? Just notice and acknowledge where that is. And so then the question for today is, will you unlock the door, if it's locked, will you unlock the door for God to change your relationship with the Father?